Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we
get together. You know, I've discussed before with you, Damien, and the rest of the Illawarra about my search for a hat.
Yeah.
Because I've got a fat head.
You don't have a head that warrants a hat. Some people just don't pull off a hat. It's nothing to be worried about.
I actually thought my head did warrant a hat. It's just that my head's too big. When you go to the shops to buy a hat, it's like the average size. It's like one size fits all. That's a lie. One size does not fit all because I've got a head and the hats don't fit my head. So I ordered all these different hats for summer because I want to protect myself from the sun. I've had melanoma before and I want to be sun safe.
Too right.
And every single hat I bought, I had to send back because none of them fit my head.
Looks like a clown. Yeah. You got that whole clown thing, the little hat.
I look like Humpty Dumpty. That's right. Okay, it's not pretty. So I actually did a search online to find, and I typed in because I measured my head and I'm like, hats that are 62 centimetres or larger.
Wow.
It's a big head.
That's a big head.
And then I ended up finding
a lot of brains.
Big head, lots of brains. Yeah. I found a place overseas that actually makes hats to order. And because I wanted a straw hat. I want a straw beachy hat that I can wear over summer.
Gulliver's Island. Where the giants live.
That's right. Hey.
Hey, okay. Oh, no, sorry. Okay.
The giant-headed people. I know. Look, other people have got
the land
heads
of the giants.
They're feeling my pain.
Okay.
So I ordered this hat from France. So the other side of the country. I put in the order. Put it in a couple of months ago. I'm like, I'm planned ahead. I know it's going to fit.
Yeah.
Because I measured my head, I've given them the measurements, and the hat arrived about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, beautiful.
Custom-made hat
just for my head. And I was like, this is awesome. So over the weekend, we're in Sydney. We knew it was going to be about 30 degrees, and I'm like, I'm taking the hat out in the maiden voyage.
Wow.
So I wore it on Friday, and we went up there.
Could you wear it in the car?
Well, I did. Because I finally had a hat that fit my head, so I wore it in the car on the way up.
All right, okay.
And then I wore it around Darling Harbour. We were there for, like, the whole day. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did people give you coins? thought you were a busker.
No, I actually was walking around with it on going, this is great. It's lightweight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's shading my head. And I said to my husband, I'm like, oh, you haven't even told me you like my hat yet. And he said to me straight back, because I don't.
Oh.
And I was like, that's exactly how I responded.
Wow.
Oh. I just said, that's brutal. Oh, you're joking, aren't you? And he goes, no, I don't like, it just reminds me of my cousin's listening. I shouldn't say her name.
Say your cousin's name.
It reminds me of your auntie. And I'm like going, what? And she goes, well, she wears hats like that. And I'm like, well, that's not a bad thing. She's great. And he goes, yeah, just, it's not really doing anything for you.
Wow, it's a hat. It's a hat.
Hey, and that's the thing. I imported this hat from France. I got it custom made. And to add insult to injury, when I put my glasses on underneath it, I did realise that it's still a bit too tight.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You know something else we've been watching every night, and I'm sure a lot of other people have as well, and that is Christmas movies.
Yeah, of course.
Last night we watched Four Holidays, Reese Witherspoon, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, that one's not so good. Did you?
Really?
Did you like that one?
We do like, I even bought it. We like it that much.
Oh, no. All right.
It was only $5. But, but I actually was reading a story over the weekend about the Christmas movie that you should love according to when you were born. So, like, to your star sign. There's a lot of science involved.
Yeah,
so, come on, it's the stars that have given me these answers. Okay. So, Damien, what is your favourite Christmas movie of all time?
Mine is Bill Murray in Scrooged.
You are going to be visited by 3 ghosts tomorrow at noon.
Tomorrow's bad for me, Lou.
That's right. He was very good in that movie.
He was brilliant. Okay. He's still one of my favorite actors, by the way, as well.
He's good. He's going strong.
So, do you approve of my choice?
Well, that's good. That's a personal choice. But what's your star sign?
I am a Capricorn.
Okay, Capricorn here. So you're a Capricorn.
The best sign.
All right. Well, your actual movie that you should be in love with and that's best suited to you over the festive season is Miracle on 34th Street.
Well, okay, but now, before, why?
Okay,
why should that be my movie?
Because as a Capricorn, you know what you want and how to get it. So this film is about a court case trying to prove that Santa is real.
Oh, yeah.
And so this would be right up your alley. You are aware of your skills and abilities to do what some might say is impossible, including proving that Santa exists.
Okay.
And that's why this film is suited to you.
Oh, well, okay. And did it say because you're the best sign?
Because you're the what? Best sign? I mean, no, there's not, nothing. There's not, look,
nothing,
no, that's
more
not
about Capricorn, because Capricorns are pretty cool people.
Oh, they're okay.
Generally, everybody knows the Capricorns are okay. Well,
you're like the support up for the main event, which is a star sign that comes after you, and that's Aquarius.
Oh, okay. Well, what is your favorite movie?
So my favorite movie of all time is Love Actually.
Okay.
I feel it in my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it in my toes.
It has some good moments in it. Does. There's no doubt that. It has some bad moments as well.
Christmas is all around
me. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right.
It's terrible.
All right.
Okay, there's a wee bit when that guy goes to a Canada. That things go a bit weird there. But the rest of it, it's awesome.
I think things go weird when the stalker guy arrives at the door of the lady with the placard saying, don't tell your husband inside, but I'm madly in love with you.
Oh, I love that bit. Favorite movie, we watch it on Christmas Eve. So that's mine.
Okay, so according to
my star sign, okay, because I'm an Aquarian, my movie is Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which I really like that movie as well. And it said, just like Kevin McAllister, if you're an Aquarian, you occasionally find yourself in a comedy of errors.
That sounds right.
That's true.
Yeah, I can see this.
Yeah, however you know how to make the best out of a bad situation and you enjoy your freedom and time alone, which I think, you know, we can all agree that.
Well, you
that's
went
me
and
well.
Stayed in a hotel without your husband just recently.
Oh, my kids.
Yeah, and your kids, no one.
I
that was it.
Yeah, I was hotel alone for 2 days and it was bliss.
All right.
Let's go to Kymer Downs now. Deb's given us your buzz. Hey, Debbie.
All right, Debbie, what's your favourite Christmas movie?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Clean, cool chill of a holiday air. An asshole in his bathrobe, emptying a chemical toilet into my sewer.
It's a classic.
Okay. It is classic. It is a great movie, but what is your star sign?
Pisces.
Okay. Oh, Pisces, the fish.
Yeah.
What could this be? This is going to be...
Pisces. I'm going through the... God, there's a lot of star signs.
There's a lot. There's all 12
Pisces, or you're right at the end. Okay. Oh, okay. So your movie should be A Christmas Prince.
Have you ever seen that?
No. Okay. No, I haven't.
Well, apparently, like Amber Moore, the main character, you can be single-mindedly ambitious, albeit a little unhinged, or away with the fairies at times.
Agree.
Oh. So much. So that you might take a last-minute trip to a fictional world and marry a prince. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, I wish the money would be handy.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Can you believe Christmas is just around the corner?
I know. It's exciting.
And it's a panic time, isn't it? I mean, you know, I know for Eileen and myself, there's a lot of last-minute things that you got to do, shopping and things like that, and you're running out of time. You're kind of looking at the clock going, well, hey, it's just around the corner. on Sunday, we turned around to the kids and we said, listen, guys, we've got to go off and get some stuff for you know, Christmas dinner and ham and all that sort of stuff. So so we're going to need a bit of time just for us, all right? You guys can't really come with us, okay? You guys stay at home. You'll be bored. The shops are full. This is the last thing you want to do. And we managed to convince them to stay at home.
Yeah.
And we made our way straight to Warrawong Plaza here.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man, No Way Home, had just come out on that day, all right? Yes.
So under the guise of doing Christmas shopping and getting stuff for Christmas dinner, did you go watch a sneaky movie?
Well, I think this was probably the best parent crime ever committed, all right? Yes. We snuck out of the house. We told the kids that we had to do some Christmas shopping. They had to man the house. We even gave them some chores. There was the dishwasher to empty. Mm. I got the boys to mow the front and the back lawn.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Because my in-laws aren't around at the moment.
That's right. Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
That must have cost you in pocket money. Wow.
No, this is all free of charge.
Wow.
This is all part of being part of a family.
This is
we put it under the being part of a family banner.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm learning from the master here.
Are the parental, like Obi-Wan Kenobi of the parenting world right now.
Well, this is, look, as parents, we all need time.
Oh,
you know, we need time to ourselves. All right? We can't be looking after the kids all day long.
Yeah.
All right? Oh, well, okay, that's the job of a parent. But
sometimes you don't want to look after the kids, though.
Sometimes the house is Ralston hot. You need to get into an air con facility.
Gold Class Cinema too at Hoyts Warrawong.
That's, you know, so we looked it up and all the rest, and we knew the times. We had it all planned. It was perfect crime. We figured we would go into Woolworths on the way and get ourselves some popcorn.
Yeah.
You know,
the cheapskate version.
Sometimes it's expensive at the cinema. So
I understand that.
I'm not endorsing that. I think it's actually illegal to bring in your own popcorn. But anyway, that's what we did. By the time we got up there, the damn thing was sold out. But the only thing that was on offer was like the front row. We're like, oh, geez, Spider-Man, No Way Home. We're like, oh, this is the perfect crime, you know. And we're like, oh. What do we do? So we went home. No Way Home. We went home. We're like,
and then you go, look, kids, we bought you all some popcorn. We're going to have a movie night.
And some chalk tops. What a disaster. And we can't pull that scam again.
It's done now. You just talked about it on the radio. That's over. Anytime you go anywhere, we're going to do shopping. The kids are like, we're coming.
but just for the record, all of the Illawarra listening right now, Jade, Dina, you guys can do it. All right? You're welcome. That is my Christmas gift to parents everywhere.
I feel like if I left my children at home for the time of a movie, there would not be any home to come back to.
The house would be on fire. I'd be like, oh, no.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Joke of the Damien.
Yes, it is Joke of the Damien, and all this week we're going with a Christmas themed joke. Okay. All right. Now, have you ever wondered where the tradition of putting an angel on top of the tree came along?
No.
All right, well, I'll tell you where it came from. Okay, one Christmas many, many years ago, Santa was very frustrated. A lot of the elves had phoned in sick and they hadn't completed a lot of the work on time, so things were getting pretty stressful. Mrs. Claus turned around to Santa and said, hey, my mother's coming to visit.
Oh.
And he's like, oh no, she's not the mother-in-law. He was like, oh, really frustrated. This is all on the same day. He went out the back to check on the reindeers, and two of the reindeers had jumped over the fence and were all humping each other.
Oh, wow. Randy reindeers.
It was getting out of control. He was just like, oh, my God. And then he started loading the sleigh with some of the toys. The bag broke. Oh, the toys fell all over the ground.
New Year's to come already, wouldn't you?
It's terrible. Then he went into the house and he went, oh, I'm going to have some apple cider. Open the cupboard, and the apple cider had been drunk again. Drunk elves as well.
Savage.
He was just so frustrated. And just at that moment, there was a knock on the door. And he was like, frustrated. He got to the door. He opened the door. He says, what do you want? And there was a gorgeous little angel standing there. And she was holding a big, huge Christmas tree. And she said, hello, Santa. Isn't it a gorgeous day? And she said, where would you like me to put this Christmas tree? And so the tradition of the angel at the top of the tree.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
That is a true story, guys.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade and Damien. You make me lose my heart. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.